Hurricane Florence is drying up after soaking North and South Carolina, but Donald Trump and Republicans still treading water this week after Manafort flips to help the Russia investigation and Brett Kavanaugh accused of sexual assault. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia, and my name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Each week we have a chat about the latest news from the land of the free and the home of the brave. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Big and wet Hurricane Florence still drying out as we speak. Latest reports say 36, 37 dead. What's your reaction to what we've seen of this one so far?
Well, the interesting thing about this is people are dead because they made the wrong choice. They were supposed to get out. They didn't get out. And people want to protect their home. Now, how do you protect your home from 15 meters of water? Unless you live in a high-rise apartment, you're done. And why protect your home when you can protect your life? North and South Carolina have very good procedures in this regard, and I am genuinely sympathetic with the individuals. But they were careless, many of them. And this is very, very upsetting because this reckless attitude seems to have taken over the nation.
This was a mandatory evacuation order after all. I mean, we can't say they weren't warned.
No, it's not a matter. Yes, they were warned. They were told a mandatory evacuation order means you'll be arrested if you do not evacuate. But the police can't go in to evacuate you because they'll die. So they're putting everyone's life at stake. What are they protecting? Some lady said to me last night, well, they don't want to be looted. Is there going to be a swimmer diving down into their house when it's underwater? Give me a break. Your life is far more important.
We mentioned Puerto Rico last week because of Hurricane Maria, but just briefly, rolls into this topic. Puerto Rico's governor urging Trump this week to consider them for statehood. Just any thoughts?
Gee, why would Puerto Rico want that? That seems crazy to me. The Puerto Ricans are far better off not being settled with statehood. But if they do get statehood, this is how it would play out. Washington, D.C. would also get statehood. You notice never one state comes into the Union. There are two at a time. The chances then are pretty slim because the Washington, D.C. two senators would be Democrats. And the Puerto Rican senators would be at least one Democrat. So I can't imagine that getting through the Congress.
One you kind of predicted last week, and then it happened not long after we spoke. Paul Manafort has flipped and will cooperate fully with the Mueller investigation, according to reports. Didn't like the look of his accommodation, Ed.
No. Now he has the opportunity to be in a nice, green, leafy, suburban jail for 2 or 3 years. But he's really said he's going to do everything. And the way this was done, for those people who don't understand this, the president does have the right to give a pardon. But if you read the document that was put before Manafort, it said, if you are absolved from any source from any of these crimes at the federal level, the Justice Department has a right to give the same matters over to any state or local government, which meant that he would be prosecuted by the state of New York and the state of Virginia if he turned the matters over. Furthermore, he would have to forfeit all his rights and privileges, including his home and other assets, to the government if he received a pardon. And he signed that document. So it meant he'd be bankrupt and he'd go to jail. Now, I think if they came after me, I'd say, what's the song you want me to sing? Spangled Banner, the anti-Trump song, whatever song you want, I'll sing it. So he was in bad shape.
Absolutely, indeed. Some more bad news for Republicans this week. Brett Kavanaugh facing trouble on the way to the Supreme Court with accusations of sexual assault. One might point out, same kind of allegations didn't stop Donald Trump being elected president. How much of an obstacle are we looking at?
You made a very interesting observation. Notice how quiet the president has been on this one. He is worried that if he says anything, it brings up all the stuff about him and his own lack of credibility in this and hurts the candidate. But here we have a candidate who is the most disliked candidate for this office since Bork. This goes back 30 years. And the reason he's disliked, he sounds like he's evasive. He sounds as if he's hiding something. He doesn't answer questions. He answers questions with questions. So he's not the kind of person you want on daytime television. And he's sinking very low. Now, the problem doesn't come from the Democrats. Susan Collins of Maine and Ms. Gorski of Missouri, two women, really don't like the man. Moreover, Flake, the Arizona senator who is going to leave the Senate, felt insulted by him, and the senator from Tennessee, Corker. So there are four senators who say, almost without this, they'd vote against him. And just yesterday, another senator, Boone, said he's ready to vote against him, even without these allegations. So if this woman shows up, and if she cries, it's over. Or if she says, I have the names of the other people at the party, and I'll turn them over to the FBI at any time you want to investigate. And they ask, Kavanaugh, were you at any party at any time with drink, with anybody? And he says, no, he's cooked.
One will know a great deal more about next week, obviously enough, Ed.
Yes. So the woman just has to show up, basically. And I think this will give the women who are in the Senate a chance to vote no.
Trade war with China. Donald Trump has taken out a further $200 billion worth of duties on Chinese imports, which saw China respond with $60 billion worth of tariffs, and around we go. Saw it compared this week to Donald Trump putting a gun to China's head, and it doesn't look like it'll be over anytime soon. Any thoughts?
Who pays these tariffs? The American consumer pays these tariffs. China doesn't pay these tariffs. And most of the tariffs on items that the American consumers use regularly. Or if the tariffs are too high and they're a product that goes into milk and finished good in the United States, then the American worker loses his or her job. So who wins this war? The Chinese. The American consumer doesn't win anything. And the Chinese do spot tariffs. They say, we won't import Buicks, or we won't import Apples, or we won't import Sears and Roebuck, or we'll stop eating hamburgers. And by doing that, they put heavy pressure inside the United States on the U.S. government. And the biggest pressure will be on farmers.
Speaking of spending, the Senate passed a short-term spending bill on health and defense, delaying a possible government shutdown, but also delaying any possible funding for the wall. Dems just putting this all off until after November?
Let's just look at what the tea leaves like right now. If the Democrats have a landslide and have 20 or so seat majority, and if they just come close, let's say they come to 49, you can almost count on several liberal Republicans like Susan Collins, Mikorski of Missouri, and Romney of Utah, and one of the senators of the two will be elected in Arizona, because Arizona has two since John McCain died. One of the two will probably be a Democrat or be very left-leaning. So it doesn't mean that the Democrats have to win. They have to come so close that the people who want to make a difference, like independents, can cross the floor. That means almost nothing will happen. And I'm glad Donald has a golf cart, because he'll spend a lot of time on the golf course, because there'll be nothing passing through the Congress except more hearings, more investigations of members of his administration.
Two more regular items before I let you go, Ed. In fact, be looking into the tea leaves in a moment. But the Russia investigation, Trump declassifying a number of documents relating back to the Russia investigation. He claims it's in the interest of transparency. But the Justice Department, they're not particularly happy about this one right now.
Well, basically, he declassified information on one person and how this information was gathered. The person in question, Carter Page, was a target. And so as a target, they want to get as much information as they could. Well, you don't just walk up to the Kremlin and say, give me information. You have sources inside the Kremlin. Those sources may be revealed by this information, because the Russians can just backtrack the movements of various people and figure out where that information came from, just as we did those two Russians that were caught having gone to Salisbury to look at the cathedral. If those guys were not stooges, I don't know who was. So it's possible that some people will be burned, as we say in the intelligence business, by this activity. And it serves no useful purpose that Carter Page was stupid and he did dumb things. And the FBI, in the interest of security, had to find out whether any of this was malicious.
Trump going as far to say, I have no attorney general when it comes to Jeff Sessions, which really seems to indicate he sees him more as a personal attorney than a head of a Justice Department.
Well, yes, he does. And that's unfortunate. Jeff Sessions is interesting. Why the president hasn't fired him is beyond me, because he can. He is a presidential appointee. I think what worries him is trying to find somebody else who'd step up. Or worse yet, Rudenstein would become the attorney general until he found somebody. That's the even worse thing to think about. He is just backing himself into so many corners, it's hard to figure out where he's going with all this. If the president has a strategy, I just cannot figure it out.
And finally, Ed, midterms. You said last week Americans are sick of hearing about Donald Trump. You and I are sick of talking about Donald Trump, and yet we still do week after week. Polls are down. Is this dragging Republicans down with him?
Well, the thing that Donald Trump said was he's going to go out and campaign for Republicans all over the country. And unless those Republicans are in Saudi Arabia or something, he hasn't left town. Or he's gone to his golf courses. And the reason is, when he enters the community, he gets Democrats so riled and independents so riled, they vote against his candidate. And that was shown in Alabama. It's been shown every place. When he went to Pennsylvania, lost the election because of him. So I think we now have a situation where the president is poison in any electoral situation, and nobody wants him there. The person who really needs him, though, is Ted Cruz in Texas. Beto O'Rourke is right on Ted Cruz's tail, and the president is assuming that if he goes, then the demos will come out in such force, Cruz will lose. So he's hoping by staying away, he's helping Cruz. We'll see how that goes. If Cruz loses, I think we should look for Beto O'Rourke for president.
And one more thing, just one more. We've had some live listener feedback regarding the comments on Hurricane Florence. pointing out that people may have stayed because of lack of resources. Well, we know the state government was providing resources, so probably not that, but also that they may have feared repercussions from ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, given the state of America right now. Any thoughts?
Gee, I hadn't even thought about that. So people did not have proper credentials and feared the possibility of arrest. That did not happen anywhere else. You didn't have to show any credentials to be evacuated. But I can understand people living in fear if they don't have the proper credentials in the United States now and losing their lives. That's a really very unfortunate thing. But other than that, I think there's almost no excuse for not leaving these situations. We have them here in Australia where people try to defend their house with a fire hose. You really have to follow the authorities. And I suspect the authorities in this case, people worrying about ICE, are not police officers. They're FEMA people and state emergency services people. So they're not inspecting your citizenship. They do want to know your name and address, and you'd probably have to have a driver's license or something just to help prove that. But that's something I had not thought about.
US Event is produced in the studios of 2SER 107.3. Help support the work we do by going to 2ser.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.